Hello friends, I'm gonna talk about fourth lesson of Power English. This is called beliefs. An important part of managing psychology is beliefs. In fact, positive beliefs can help us to learn much faster. There are two kind of beliefs, limiting and empowering. Limit, it's like a boundary or border. It's something that stops you from going ahead, from getting better, and from improving. Most English students have very strong limiting belief that AJ called these beliefs English trauma. Trauma is some kind of hurt, some kind of injury. English trauma is deep emotional hurt about English language. And it means that a lot of students have very negative, painful experience with English in past. Some of these negative beliefs are, for example, I'm not good at English, or English is very tough and difficult. These are just an opinion or belief, and they are not true. As you know, English is not difficult for a native speaker, or just like your native language for you is very easy. Okay, you know that these beliefs are destructive, and then you have to eliminate these beliefs somehow. For getting rid of this negative emotion, you need to weaken them. Beliefs get stronger from references. Reference is just an experience or memory. In fact, experience, a specific experience or a specific moment makes the belief stronger or weaker. For example, if you have this idea that English is painful and boring, you probably have a bad experience in English class in past. For example, you get a bad score and you're punished by your teacher and your parents, and these negative memories cause you feel a terrible emotion about English, and if you get enough from this negative experience, you will develop a very negative, strong and powerful belief that you will find that English is difficult, and for example, I'm not good at English, and etc. To weaken this negative experience, you just have to question the references. You just have to question the references. For example, what's the method that your schools use for learning English? Excellent and fantastic, or fun and amazing? Or did you have a great time with your teacher and your classmate every day? Or did the schools you went to or books use the problem methods, use the research-based method? As far as I know, unfortunately, a lot of schools follow old and tough education systems. Another question is that did you learn deeply? Did you take one chapter in your book and learn it for a long time so that you totally mastered it, you know it 100% and never forgot it? My experience shows that it's not like this. Our teacher make us learn as many words as possible, a lot of grammar rules very, very fast, and then forgot them after testing so quickly. Okay, so this is one of the other problems in our education system. You've been graded all of the semester, and this negative and tragic experience affecting your learning English. So that's enough of speak about limiting beliefs. Another category of beliefs was empowering beliefs. Empowering beliefs is a belief that make you feel powerful. For success, you need beliefs will make you stronger. Here I say some of the empowering beliefs. For example, my brain is a natural language learning machine. This belief is true because that's what all of the scientific research shows. Our brain naturally learns languages. Our brain designed to learn language. You learn your native language that way. Another empowering belief is English can be fun and effortless. To make this empowering belief stronger, you need experiences. You need to find people that they have this idea. For example, Steve Kaufman, who speaks in 12 language, says that learning any language is fun, interesting, and effortless. In the last part of this lesson, it just says that for strengthening your positive beliefs, you need incantation. Incantation is just a belief you're gonna repeat again and again every day. For example, you have to repeat empowering beliefs every day out loud while you're walking alone and you're doing your posture and you're breathing and you're smiling. You have to repeat this incantation. For example, English can be fun and effortless, or I'm a great speaker English, or even I love English. Okay, thanks. Thanks you.